Zondervan presents Blood Ransom by Lisa Harris, read by Emily Durante. To all my friends scattered across the beautiful African continent, I will forever hold a piece of you in my heart. And they sang a new song with these words, "You are worthy to take the scroll and break its seals and open it, for you were slaughtered, and your blood has ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation." Revelation 5:9. Prologue. A narrow shaft of sunlight broke through the thick canopy of leaves above Joseph Comboli's short frame and pierced through to the layers of vines that crawled along the forest floor. He trudged past a spiny tree trunk, one of hundreds whose flat crowns reached toward the heavens before disappearing into the cloudless African sky, and smiled as the familiar hum of the forest welcomed him home. A trickle of moisture dripped down the back of his neck, and he reached up to brush it away, then flicked at a mosquito. The musty smell of rotting leaves and sweet flowers encircled him, a sharp contrast to the stale exhaust fumes of the capital's countless taxis or the stench of hundreds of humans pressed together on the dilapidated cargo boat he'd left at the edge of the river this morning. Another flying insect buzzed in his ears, its insistent drone drowned out only by the birds chattering in the treetops. He slapped the insect away and dug into the pocket of his worn trousers for a handful of fire-roasted peanuts, still managing to balance the bag that rested atop his head. His mother's sister had packed it for him, ensuring that the journey, by taxi, boat, and now foot, wouldn't leave his belly empty. Once, not too long ago, he had believed no one living in the mountain forests surrounding his village, or perhaps even in all of Africa, could cook goza.